when it comes to the meditative, the turning, they call it the real mark. Actually, the real mark is based on understanding, and the meditation is taught by Hui Ning. Hui Ning, the sixth patriarch, his teaching is very direct. Take you direct to the true mind, the silent mind. He bypass all the method, technique, and the mundane mind. That one, he said, is wasting time. You cannot understand mind. You cannot develop the meditation. You cannot understand the teaching. Because understanding mind is very important. As a human being, we have two types of mind. The mundane mind, which is the most common. And when the mundane mind ceases or does not arise, then the true mind manifests. Actually, the true mind was always there. But when you think a lot, you became heedless. You have mental hindrance. That's why it clouds your true mind. And you are not able to develop the understanding. So because of that, you can't meditate. So Hui Ning came out with the three hallmarks of his teaching, which is very profound, real mark, pranya. He said, we must start from no thought, wu nian. When you are without thought, you are naturally aware. Without thought, your true mind arises. You will realize your silent mind, which is your meditative mind, your awareness nature within. That's how he teach. That's how you can progress. Then when you stabilize that, you can develop stability of daily mindfulness to really penetrate all the essential dhamma, to understand the profound pranya teachings of Sakyamuni Buddha. Then it will enable you to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to see things as they are, to develop the real mind, pranya. Then when the wisdom arises, you will come to understand the second hallmark of awakening. There is no mark of a self-cultivating, no mark of others, no mark of life, existence, the noble truth, everything. Dhamma. Then when you go beyond this no mark, you will cultivate until your nature's vibration become very, very fine. Until your mundane mind cannot stand up to it, where it's too gross to stay relevant. So this mundane mind finally will collapse. Then it will drop off. When you drop off, your nature shine forth. Your supramundane mind shine forth. Your pure awareness nature shine forth. Because no longer clouded by your mundane mind, the thinking mind, which is too gross, it has collapsed. And during that time, you can have the third hallmark of winning developed. The third hallmark is no dwelling. So the mind that doesn't dwell can only happen when your mundane mind has collapsed. Otherwise, it can't happen. So this is how the three turning type of wisdom, or three level of pranya can be understood. So you can understand them this way, it will help you. Okay.